from the 80s to now. If it's Aussie, it's here. The Scene on Mix 94.5.
G'day, this is Blake Williams, and this is The Scene Podcast Edition, episode number 163. In fact, second last episode for 2016. And thank you for listening to this and streaming it wherever you are on the way to work or whatever you're doing. You are supporting West Australian and Australian music by listening to this podcast. On tonight's episode, we chat to local Perth singer-songwriter Jason Ayres, a guy who is supporting some huge names in music around Australia and, of course, around WA as well. We talk about the forthcoming EP, which is set for release early March 2017. Enjoy this, and once again, thank you for supporting Australian music. Enjoy.
Supporting up-and-coming new Aussie music, this is The Scene on Perth's Mix 94.5. Hard to hide.
This is the sound of Jason Ayres in the studio. G'day, mate.
G'day, Blake. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me to my own show. And Matt Ferguson here as well on drums. G'day, boys.
Hey, Blake.
Jace, what we have today really is a sneak preview of your forthcoming EP, because this isn't out until early sort of 2017. We've got a bit of a surprise tonight, really, don't we?
Absolutely. I thought I'd give everyone a little bit of a taster of what's to come next year.
Because I saw you in the Swan Valley on Sunday where you were supporting, you know, Daryl Braithwaite and Thirsty Merc. And who else is on that bill?
James Rain. Killing Heidi.
Yeah, Killing Heidi. That's right. Yeah, really, really nice show. But that seems to be sort of common territory for you now. You're supporting some really nice names. Who else have you played with recently?
Well, if we have a look at the last week, I was with Tex Perkins.
Last week.
Sorry. That's a bit, yeah, the ego is a little bit large this week. Sorry. And then I was with Dionne Warwick, which was a massive one, at Perth Concert Hall last Thursday.
Yeah, right. Legends, and you're watching them, their craft and the way that they approach shows and the way that they are backstage. Is it a fascinating world to you?
It used to be. I used to try and learn as much as I could.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of developing my own backstage techniques and my own sort of, this is how I get into the mode and this is how I do things. And
okay.
Kind of become more comfortable with that.
So what do you do before you prepare for a show, or to prepare?
Well, it's lots of warm-ups and then literally just putting myself into the moment, because there's stresses, there's daily things that can weigh your shoulders down and take you away from the stage and take you away from the audience. And put the Superman cape on, which in my case are my cowboy boots.
Yeah, yeah.
Jump on the stage and just leave everything behind, because it actually is not that important right then and there.
Do you actually treat that almost like a costume in a sense?
100%. There was about 2 years ago, I was in Melbourne on tour, and I looked at these cowboy boots, and I'm like, I could never wear that kind. I couldn't pull that off. And I left it. I left Chapel Street, and I did my gig, and then I went back the next day to Chapel Street. Coincidentally, like, you know, I'm not going to buy them, but I went back to the store.
Yeah.
And I tried them on for the first time, and I bought them. And from then on, that was my Superman cape. That was my,
yeah.
I'm now a musician. I'm now ready to bring that persona forward. In a public setting, in a bar or something, I'm the quiet guy. I just have a beer and relax and check things out. The minute I put on the cowboy boots and I'm on stage, I'm like, okay, I'm on the show pony now.
Nice,
yeah,
man.
We're riding.
Are you wearing them now? Because I thought you were.
I am. I'm show ponying right now, Blake.
I've got thongs on. You've got wicked cowboy boots. That's the difference of what's happening in the studio today. Wait, let's talk about the EP before we play a track from it. So firstly, we're going to play Got My Heart. How long did it take to kind of get all these tracks together?
Well, it was probably a year in the making of finishing my last record, which was River You Cry, taking that on tour. And while I was on tour, slowly the songs were already evolving from that record.
Mm.
River You Cry was a bit of a darker, more sort of dramatic record, focusing on, you know, negative sort of things.
Yeah.
Cleaning up the subconscious, so to speak.
You have to do it. Because it's given light to this one, which is really kind of happy. And there's ukuleles in this track.
It's a summer record.
It's a summer record.
The sunshine needs to be out when you put it on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. But mate, you mentioned that this is a really, really kind of summery, sort of happy album. Did you go into the studio with that sound, or did you develop in the studio?
No, it was ready. It was waiting. I mean, I'd practiced on a ukulele for crying out loud. And no one can be sad or miserable with a ukulele.
It's a very happy instrument,
isn't
it?
Absolutely. You don't even have to play it. You just have to hold it and go, I am a giant. You know what I mean? And you just feel good with it.
What a cute little tiny guitar.
Absolutely. So, and that was the theme before the record even started. I think I knew that Got My Heart was going to be the single, mm-hmm. and it was going to have a ukulele, and it was going to have slide guitar, and it was going to be summery.
Yeah, it's a really, really cool sound. I look forward to when this is launched early next year. But touring, you mentioned the last album, you toured that one, and you will tour this one as well. Does it get easier as you go, the touring thing, the more times you do it?
Absolutely. Yeah? Absolutely. Once you have a little bit of a circuit, you know which venues you want to play at, and you mm-hmm. want to know, you get to know the cities. Mm. At first, I don't know which venue to play at. I don't know if anyone will turn up. I don't know which hotel to stay in. I don't know anything.
Sure. Any particular places that stand out for you that you really enjoy going back to?
I really enjoy Melbourne and Sydney. Lots of music. And the great thing is when you finish a gig at midnight, you can go and get dinner somewhere. Somewhere's open.
That's so true. I love this city. I love this city. But that is the one thing that late at night, no one eats past 7:30 in Perth.
I know. I've noticed this.
It's ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
So when is this roughly going to be released, and when's the tour looking like it's going to be?
Looks like it's going to be through the month of March. Mm-hmm. They'll hit the major cities, so Perth, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, and try even Adelaide this time.
Okay.
I've left them out the last few times.
Yep. But details on our Facebook page of where you can catch Jason Ayres around. But mate, gigs-wise, we're talking about some of the support you guys have done recently. Anything else in the pipeline that we can talk about?
Well, there's possibly a show with Steve Pulse in December.
Steve Pulse? I don't know who that is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really? What have I done? I've lost my cred.
You've stepped in it, man.
Who is it?
He's a Canadian, well, now American sort of songster, troubadour, a man with songs and stories. He's written and performed alongside Jewel for a lot of the stuff.
Nice. Very nice. Talking about December, we have got 6 Fridays until Christmas. What are you doing for Christmas?
Did you just say that?
Yeah, 6 Fridays. Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, but well, some people in this room have a countdown, daily countdown, from it started at 65 days, and that gets erased every single day and changed.
Really?
Yes.
Is that you? Is that really? What are you guys getting up to? Are you gigging or are you just taking it off?
I'm actually gigging at the Terrace Hotel.
On Christmas Day?
On Christmas Day, there's a Christmas lunch and a whole afternoon of music at the Terrace.
Are you playing Christmas songs?
Of course I'm playing Christmas songs.
All right. Well, I should have got you to do one of those today. That would have been awesome.
There's still time, Blake.
There's still time. Well, we are going to do a live song. We're going to do something more mainstream, more your stuff, because you wrote it. Got My Heart is the EP. It will be out next March. What are we going to do live today?
We're going to do a song called Note You Wrote.
Awesome.
With my awesome friend Matt on drums.
G'day, Matty.
Blake, how are you, man?
Very good, man. How's it been gigging with this guy?
Totally awesome. It's so much fun.
And you guys are playing some crazy gigs, so, you know, those kind of big stages must be so much fun to play.
Yeah, it's really good, and it's been an absolute privilege working with such a good songwriter.
Awesome. Well, guys, let's do a live track. Thanks again for popping onto the show, mate. I really do love the sound of this. Like you said, it's definitely a summer kind of album, which I love that sort of thing. So let's do a live one. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me, Blake.
Cheers. This is Jason Ayres on the scene at Mix 94.5. This is Note You Wrote.
Well, I'm home for the summer once again, but it's cold and quiet in my brain, like the sun is all but faded, left here without a shine. I was hoping that I'd see you, my darling, one last time. Oh, the note that you wrote leaves a lot unsaid, but the whiskey in my hand is helping me fill in the blanks. Well, I'm alone, finally feeling free, letting go of who I used to be. There's no hurt inside my heart, just a shadow of who you were. I was hoping that I'd see you, my darling, you're not hurt. Oh, the note that you wrote
fill in the blank. My head.